Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us again today for another in the series of Read the Word. Once again today, we'll be reading the book of Proverbs. And I want to read a really powerful proverb to you for my opening comment here that you could take right out of the New Testament. Listen to this statement. It's Proverbs 4:20. My son, give attention to my words. Attend to them. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes and keep them in the midst of your heart. And here's the verse. For they are life to those that find them and health to all your flesh. Literally, by reading the word of God, you will, especially out loud, you put health in your flesh. And all your flesh. That's even these hairs that want to thin out. There's life there. They're growing back. All right? Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. You and I reading this word every day, it is literally life to those who find it. You are. I am. And it's health to our flesh. You read it in the New Testament. And Jesus said, when you know the truth, truth sets you free. Paul said in the book of Hebrews, the word of God is living and powerful. It's alive. So when you listen to this, this is not just, here's the preacher preaching to me again. I'm not. I'm reading to you the word of God. And when you see this picture, it literally produces life. Literally. You need to be healed in your body. Open up the Bible and start reading it out loud. It will literally heal your body and your mind. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray our opening prayer where we ask our Father to bless us in our lives right now for this time, this morning. Father, I open my spirit, my soul, my body to be led by you today, right now, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. And I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. That, my friends, is a big statement. We can be filled. Not a little dabble, do you? But filled with all the fullness of God. Proverbs chapter 26. Siete. Trying to brag on my Spanish there, and I missed it. Seis is six. 27. But I am not going to read it in Spanish, I guarantee you. I mean, I got to have to let me do it. But. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Don't you just get tired of somebody who's always talking about how good they are? I don't like it.
Yeah.
Verse 3, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. A fool's wrath.
Yeah, wow.
It's on display every day with CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of that. Wrath is cruel, and anger a torment, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. It's better to open and rebuke people. But rebuke doesn't mean and harsh. Look at this. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. On Thursday night, we talked about that on the program. Should look that up. That would be Thursday, June 16th. I've now got to stop talking so much or we'll never be finished. Verse 7, a satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb. But to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that wanders from its nest is a man who wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. But that hearty counsel word can also be the same word as the open rebuke. Because when we say rebuke, we have a wrong term underneath of it. As Paul said, you who are spiritual, restore such a one that you see overtaken in a fault. Well, the word restore doesn't have, you dumb person, what's wrong with you, in it. It has, I'm going to come to you, and I'm gonna beseech thee. I'm going to beckon to you. Verse number 10. Mm-hmm. We made it all the way to 10. It's only taken us 7 minutes.
The Proverbs are so good, though. There's so much.
Oh, they are. Do not forsake your friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. My son, be wise and make my heart glad that I may answer him who reproaches me. A prudent man foresees evil, hides himself, and the simple pass on and they are punished. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger and hold it in pledge when he is surety for a seductress. Still don't understand that verse, even though we've read it 5 times in the Proverbs. Well, I'll get it one of these days. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it would be committed a curse to him. Counted. A continual dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Drip, drip, drip. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil with his right hand. In other words, you can't. Whoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who waits on his master will be honored. As in water, face reflects face. So a man's heart reveals the man. You know, Dr. Summerall was saying in a message I was listening to today, I can't tell you all my wisdom because you don't even walk with me anywhere. But look at what this says. He who waits on his master will be honored. And that was his statement. If you're not going to pour water on my hands like Elisha did for Elijah, then why would I give you a double portion of what I have? That's a powerful statement. As in water, face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, and a man is valued by what others say of him. Man is valued by that, and you should pay attention to it. But don't let anything anybody says stop you from becoming who you're supposed to be. Amen. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with a crushed grain, you're grinding a fool now. His foolishness will not depart from him. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, this is the farmer, the lambs will provide your clothing And the goats, the price of the field. You shall have enough goat's milk for your food and for the food of your household and the nourishment of your maidservants. You know what all that says? Milk the goats while you got them around you. Get
well,
every.
Well, and it actually tells you, I believe, in the spring is when you want to shear your sheep.
Yes.
To make your clothes ready for the fall and winter.
Amen. Chapter number 28. We're going to get through this. That chapter only took us 10 minutes. Seeing how we have three chapters to read, we'll be done in about another 30 minutes. Just hang with us because it's all good. Impiety and religious integrity. That's what my Bible names it. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. I could preach that one to you for an hour right now and not fall asleep. Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with those who don't. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoever keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. One who increases his possessions by usury and extortion gathers it for him who will pity the poor. Just put your hand out and say, bring it here. Bring it here. I pity the poor, so you're gathering it for me. Verse 9, one who turns away his ear from the hearing of the law, even his prayer is an abomination.
Wow.
That is a serious verse. Anyone who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination, probably, unless you are praying the prayer of, please forgive me by the blood of Jesus. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. Do not cause the upright to go astray. Wow. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. When the wicked arise, men hide themselves. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy and obviously prosper. Happy is the man who's always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. And that was interesting in tonight's lesson about Jesus walking on the water. It says that the disciples had hardened their hearts because of Jesus feeding the 5,000 that day. I got to get some depth on that because that was a very interesting study. Jesus was walking on the water and was going to walk right by them, guys. Figure that one out. No, the Revelation. Verse 15, like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor. But he who hates covetousness, will prolong his days. A man burdened with bloodshed will flee into a pit. Let no one help him. Whoever walks blamelessly will be saved. But he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. He who tills the land will have plenty of bread. He who follows frivolity will have poverty enough. Nothing wrong with having a party, but you can't live in party zone. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread, a man will transgress. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. Yeah, because the man's going to find out why he should have been rebuked and then say, why didn't you say something? Whoever robs his father or his mother and says it's no transgression, the same is companion to a destroyer. He who is of sound heart stirs up strife. He who trusts in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. Now, I know somebody will say, well, yeah, but you got to be able to trust yourself. In the Bible, there's no teaching on building your self-image, because in the Bible, you're supposed to take up your cross and follow him and die to yourself. Paul said, I'm crucified with him. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I live, but I'm not living for me. I'm living for him, that I might know him. Oh, just keep right on and preaching. 27, he who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eye will have many curses. When the wicked arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. I love it when the wicked perish.
Yeah.
And now Proverbs chapter 29. Let me say it differently. People will be offended. I love it when wickedness perishes. I don't want anybody to go to hell. Chapter 29, public government and wisdom for the home. He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now, if you're being destroyed, that might be a key to you. Two, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Have you noticed any groaning lately?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoever loves freedom or loves wisdom makes his father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his wealth. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. By transgression, an evil man is snared, but the righteous sings and rejoices. It's interesting how he puts some of these together. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked does not understand such knowledge. The wicked want to destroy them. Scoffers, look at this one. Scoffers set a city aflame. But wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate the blameless, but the upright seek his well-being. And a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked.
Wow.
That's a powerful statement. Do not lie. Just tell the truth. 13, the poor man and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both of them. The king who judges the poor with truth, his throne will be established forever. The rod and rebuke give wisdom. But a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases. But the righteous will see their fall.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's a promise for us right now. 17, correct your son and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give you delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation or vision, the people cast off restraint. Happy is he who keeps the law. You got to know who you are and where you're going. And then you'll always be focused. A servant will not be corrected by mere words. For though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man hasty in these words? There is more hope for him than for a fool. He who pampers...
No hope for a fool.
Huh?
No hope. More hope for a fool.
Than for him.
Yeah. Yep. Watch your mouth. Well, not you in general, but people.
I didn't know. It seemed like she was pointing that right at me.
Think before you speak, people.
I don't know if you saw that look of shock on my face or not. We'll see. 21, he who pampers his servant from childhood will have him as a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife. The furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride will bring him low. Man, we've seen that, haven't we? But the humble in spirit will retain honor. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth, but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare. Wow. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous. And he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. And now we got circle the wagons. I think one of the greatest things you can see from the book of Proverbs would be to go into your Bible app and search each of these words up singularly, you know, like I was doing at the beginning, the word wisdom, the word fool, the word scorner, the word understanding, shame. Just search that word up in the book of Proverbs. Write all those verses together. Because then now you have a true picture of what that actually means. A fool, what it actually means, because you're going to have, you know, 30 or 40 verses on a scorner. You're probably going to have 15 verses on a scorner or 10 verses on a scorner. And what you'll begin to see is how God views that. But remember, we read it yesterday. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. And it's the glory of the king to search it out. Proverbs 25, verse 2. God puts it in this form like this so that you have to use desire to find it. And then when you do, he rewards those who diligently seek him. To him who has revelation, more will be given, and you'll abound with many blessings. Remember, you don't have to seek for riches. I've been hearing this week. Seek for wisdom. Wisdom will draw the riches and the wealth and the abundance to you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Here we go. We're now going to pray the prayer of salvation because we never know who's here from around the world. And we're now in 44 nations. We added two more this week. Belgium and Poland were added to the number of nations who are listening. We welcome all of you. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you've never been born again, you've never received Jesus into you, you've never become reconciled with the Father, all the different statements that people make. Now's the time. Pray this prayer with us. And in a matter of about 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16. 19.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Trans out and say, and I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life
right now. All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
name. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the greatest prayer you ever prayed, the greatest decision you ever made is to be a born-again believer. From this day forward, don't go around tell everybody you're Christian. Just be a believer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. What is your responsibility from this day forward is to walk with God. Remember, with that prayer you just prayed, Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit just came to live on the inside of you, all of who they are. That's why you're probably experiencing something going on inside your being. You're like, wow, what is this? Feels like light. It feels like warm, hot oil. It feels like somebody threw water out. And people say all kinds of things. But what it is God just came to live inside of you. And that's what we're here for, is to help you be discipled in the things of God. I've got over 600 videos I can send you in an orderly fashion to help you know and understand who our God is. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. I encourage you, tomorrow morning, Sunday, we're going to receive communion right here. Same time, same station, same place. And I want you to be here and be with me. Have your communion elements ready. Now listen, send it to your family, your friends, your enemies, your workmates. Because you never know who really wants to begin to hear the word of God. You'll be surprised, actually, who would actually receive this from you. Well, that's all we got. I actually did it under 30 minutes. I'm proud of me. With three chapters of Proverbs, almost 60 verses of great wisdom to stop and preach about. Till we see you again. This is what we say. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. And may you have a great weekend this weekend. In Jesus' mighty name. Good night, my love.